Fifth parak of Tmura, third Mishnah. Ha'ima v'lada shel zu oila v'yishlamim dvav kayomim. If a person says that on a certain animal that was pregnant, that its offspring should be an oila and it should be a shlamim, it's acceptable, and that's what it will be, because he pronounced the vlad an oila before he was makdish the mother. But if he says he shlamim v'lada oila, harei v'lad shlamim d'ramei, Ramei says, if he said the other way around, that the mother's a shlamim, the second he said the mother's shlamim includes everything inside of it, and then it's too late to say afterwards, Vlada Oila. So the whole thing is Shalom. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Omer Rav Yesi, Im Lachein Iskan Mitchila, if this was the Kavona, Hoyel Vi Evshar, Likrish Ne Shemes Ka Achas, Dvor Ka Yomim. That, if his Kavona at the beginning was, as is that the mother should be a shlom, but the vlad should be an oila, and since you can't pronounce both things in one simultaneously, then we assume that that's what he meant from the beginning, and therefore, and chanami, it doesn't make a difference which order he said the words, but the mother will be a shlomim and the vlad will be an oila. Mishom areiz shlomim, nim lechlom vlad oila, areiz vlad shlomim. When he said that this is a shlomim, he changed his mind, and then he decides to make the vlad into an oila, it's too late. Because once you finish the statement that this should be a shlom, the fetus automatically is also shlom.